Last year, I started my first outdoor garden, which was a big deal for me. I was super excited and nervous at the same time. I love plants. Our home is filled with them. Some people have pets. I have plants. This podcast episode is not about persuading you to buy house plants or become a gardener, though I strongly suggest you consider if you haven't. Why? Because gardening is therapeutic. Horticultural therapy is a proven method that improves mental health, reduces anxiety and depression, and promotes overall well-being. So there's that. On top of that, certain houseplants improve indoor air quality. Plants like peace lilies, fern, and aloe vera purify the air. What am I trying to communicate in this masterful teacher episode? Once I started my garden, it taught me about maintaining and nurturing my own environments. Let's circle back to my initial reservation about the outdoor garden. It was the idea of taking the plants outside to an uncontrolled environment that intimidated me. My indoor plants have controlled variables. The temperature of the house is consistent and managed by us. The light is suitable and mostly the same. There are no pests or cats or anything like that to worry about disturbing the plants. Well, just the children. And our kids are finally at the age where they don't victimize the plants anymore. For whatever reason, I had the illusion, maybe even delusion, that staying in the same controlled environment was best for the plants. Safer, even. I noticed after a while that many of the plants thrived even more outside in the humidity with all the other natural elements. Isn't that true about us sometimes? We fear change, we're intimidated by something new, something outside of our control. So that brings me to the first point. The reality is that uncontrolled environments are not only good for us, they're necessary to prevent complacency and stagnation. Y'all, we need change. In new environments, you learn, grow, strengthen resilience, broaden perspective. In new environments, you personally develop. I had to learn how the geographic region we lived in impacted whether the plants would thrive, whether they would survive winter conditions. Candidly, during the winter, when most of the plants died or went dormant, I stopped tending to my garden completely. This was for at least 3 months. When it was spring and I got active in the garden again, I was overwhelmed by weeds. They were everywhere and out of control. Which brings me to the next profound lesson my garden taught me. Proactive maintenance is critical. Insert weed pulling, weed killers, and pesticide. I didn't realize just how dangerous weeds are to my garden. You see, weeds compete with plants for resources like water, nutrients, and sunlight. The competition stunts the growth of the cultivated plants and reduces their yield. Understanding this rocked me. I instantly saw the correlation in my own life. Weeds popping up, taking up my personal space. These weeds come in the form of some people, relationships, and environments. The weeds are quite literally harmful to growth. Here's the thing about weeds too. They disguise themselves or even blend in. Some weeds even look like flowers. But you must be careful and you must snatch those weeds out as soon as possible. If not, the weeds will disrupt the beauty of your garden. That means my vigilance and my maintenance will dictate my harvest. Just wow. The last thing that struck me is how much my garden serves. And not just me having a lovely nightcap with my solar lit garden. My garden is a habitat for insects. My garden is a food source for pollinators. My garden is education to my young children about life cycles and ecology. My garden is a teacher about stewardship. What better ways to serve? I could talk to you all day about plants and gardening, honestly. Allow me to tie this all together. Starting my garden was a magical experience. Gardening gave me cardiovascular exercise, a new form of meditation and peace, made our backyard even more beautiful. There were some tomatoes that my kids ate. My garden taught me not to hesitate about trying new things or choosing new environments. My garden taught me to be cautious about what I allow in my environment. My garden taught me to carefully maintain it and be ruthless about getting rid of anything harmful. My garden gave me lessons on stewardship. As Albert Einstein said, look deep into nature and you will understand everything better. I am Erica Floyd. This is Brilliant Everyday Podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, among many other platforms. Explore with me the positive mindsets and powerful habits that are brilliant every day. In my first book, Count to 40 is available on Amazon. You can get it in 2 days. I can't wait for you to read it. Connect with me at Erica Innovates on Threads, Instagram, and TikTok. Visit ericainnovates.com to stay plugged in. Until next time, cheers.